For those of you that don't know, let's be honest, is we all come in here with questions for each other, but they're anonymous, and they're pretty, I mean, they're questions that are basically designed to make you squirm. All right, so Jeff has a whole
pot
full of questions.
It's a terracotta pot. With Q100 painted on it. How appropriate.
This is our official Let's Be Honest pot. It's logoed. So.
And we've all agreed that we will answer these questions honestly.
Right.
And the last time we did this, it got really ugly because the questions were really hard.
Yeah.
And they made you squirm and they hurt people around us. So we swore it off and then decided to bring it back.
The one I pulled, I'm going to set aside because we have to get Crash. It was for Crash.
Okay.
But the one that fell out while I was pulling it was for Melissa.
I'm a little nervous about these. I got to be honest with you. I'm this close to peeing.
This one's for me, so I'll let Jen ask.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It says, if you could have lost your virginity to someone you have met since, who would it be and why?
That's a,
I think it's an easy question.
Yeah, you got a softball there. That's cool.
Jessica Simpson.
Oh, do celebrities count?
Does it say they don't?
Oh, I think this was a question from the women trying to get you. Is this trying to corner him into an answer that would get him in trouble with Jessica?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. So you would have lost your virginity to Jessica Simpson. Why?
Hello?
Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
Hi.
And not because she was a virgin, too?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because she looks like Jessica Simpson.
Don't have to say anything more as far as I'm concerned.
There you go.
Huh? Yeah, note to Jeff, you should have said Jessica Dollar.
We need to get a bigger pocket. Jeff's hand doesn't fit in that thing.
Okay, hey, this is Crash's question. It's over there. Bert?
Yep. Bring it.
It's an election year, and you are running for president. Which member of the show do you choose as your running mate, and why?
Oh, that's a good
boy,
one.
Boy, that is good. That's, really good.
That's a good question.
Who would I choose as my running mate, and why? Well, I can't have Melissa because 3/4 of the country wouldn't allow a gay vice president. So, Melissa, I love you, but I can't have. I'm not that progressive yet, and I really want the presidency.
Uh-huh. I'm going to say you can't go with Jen because of the Howard Dean incident. I think she's prone to outbursts like that.
Now, I couldn't pick Crash because inevitably, you know, Crash has something in his past that would come out and be public that would ruin our candidacy.
Or he would be drunk at a debate.
Or he'd be drunk at a debate, right.
The debate buzzed.
Right. Jeff, I would be scared to have you as the vice president because I'd always feel like there was some kind of phone scam around the corner or some manipulation going on that was going to make me look like an ass on national television.
Hey, Osama Bin Laden's on the phone. Psych.
So I think I would have to go with Jen Hobby as the woman that could do the most politically correct of anybody and probably walk the line. I'd go with Jen Hobby then, I think, as my vice president.
Yeah, but as soon as they dig up my past, you're screwed.
Go to your house and find 12 jackrabbits.
You are screwed, dude. You should have just picked producer Tracy because she's kind of the innocent one.
See, it's the innocent ones you got to watch out for, you know. And then it's not her background I'm worried about. You have to take a look at your spouse's and girlfriend's and boyfriend's background, too. And I know that Scott guy's into some weird crap.
I gotta find Crash's.
He place. Is kind of creepy looking. If you look, you look at him in the hallways, and he's always got that tilt to his head.
Yeah. So, Jen, you're the vice president.
All right.
Hang on, I got a question for Crash, but I put it back in. Oh, here it is. Question for Crash.
No, I'm not drunk right now. Next story.
Let's be honest.
Okay.
For Crash, I don't like this.